This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Two pivotal U.S. Senate runoff elections in the southern state of Georgia were too close to call as voting stretched into the counting, that is, until the early morning hours of Wednesday. The outcomes of the closely watched contest will determine control of the U.S. Senate and, in turn, the fate of President-elect Joe Biden's legislative agenda. Democrats need to win both races to seize the Senate majority when Biden takes office in 2 weeks. President Donald Trump encouraged his loyalists to turn out in force, even as he undermined the integrity of the electoral system by pressing unfounded claims of voter fraud in Georgia. President Trump is expected to address supporters at a rally near the White House Wednesday. On the same day, a congressional vote is expected to certify the Electoral College results, giving Joe Biden the presidency. Trump is seeking support for his last-ditch efforts to overturn his loss to Biden. The rallies have police on alert for potential street confrontations. Japan is preparing to issue a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic for Tokyo and three nearby areas as cases continue to surge around the country. Japan's chief cabinet secretary said in a news conference Wednesday the government was considering taking effective, strong measures to tackle the risk posed by people dining out. Officials have said schools, fitness clubs, theaters are likely to stay open with social distancing measures. Japan's health ministry said 240,000 cases have been reported so far and more than 3,600 deaths reported nationwide. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong, dozens of residents, pro-democratic activists, were arrested on Wednesday for breaking the city's contentious national security law. An American citizen working for a law firm was reportedly among those taken into custody in the biggest crackdown yet among the Democratic opposition. The Democratic Party's Facebook page said police arrested the activists for participating in an independently organized ballot last year to select Democratic candidates for an upcoming legislature election. The Hong Kong government and Beijing warned at the time may be violating the new law. The security law was imposed by Beijing on the former British colony back in June. World Health Organization experts are due in China for 1 year after the coronavirus outbreak. They're going to for a highly politicized visit to explore the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO says China has granted permission for the visit by its 10-person team of experts. But before most could even begin their journey, they faced roadblocks with Beijing not yet granting them entry. The WHO's emergencies director said that the problem was a lack of visa clearances that should be resolved quickly. Earlier this week, Chinese authorities had the exact dates and details of the visit, a sign of the enduring sensitivity of their mission. COVID-19 was first detected in the central city of Wuhan back in 2019, but its origins remain bitterly contested. U.S. intelligence officials investigating last month's massive cybersecurity breach that impacted thousands of companies and dozens of government agencies warn the hack is part of an ongoing intelligence operation likely being carried out by Russia. The intelligence agencies Tuesday made the first formal statement of attribution from U.S. officials and confirms previous comments by senior officials and lawmakers who said the evidence pointed pretty clearly to Moscow. Late last month, software giant Microsoft said the hackers even managed to use the breach to access some of the company's heavily guarded source code, the basic programming essential to running Microsoft programs and operating systems. And a federal judge in Alaska ruled late Tuesday that the Trump administration's planned auction of oil drilling leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge could proceed as early as today. The judge's order comes as environmental groups and the indigenous people in Alaska sought a preliminary injunction to block the sale in the ecologically sensitive area. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.